Mariners and the A's wrapping up their brief two-game series, and Kyle Seager and friends would strike quickly in this one. Seager digs in top one to face Jarrell Cotton, two-man aboard.
Here's the 1-2 again to Seager, and it's swung on, driven to deep right field. Going back, Matt Joyce will turn and watch, and the Mariners have taken a 3-0 lead. The 17th home run this year for Kyle Seager, and a no-doubter up into the seats in right center.
Sometimes snap. A swing and a blast to deep left. Hard bat at all. Cruz hits a bomb to left, his 25th of the year. With Cano aboard, he's got 87 RBIs, and it is 5-1 Seattle. That was a rocket, and it was gone in the blink of an eye.
Now the pitch to Cruz and Nelson. Oh, it's a rocket to center, way back. And Brugman will just turn and hits well up on the back wall. Man. Wow. That ball was hit so hard that it went out like it was sideways. And it's 6-2 in favor of the Mariners. Now the pitch to Marcus is drilled to left. Gamble going back. Gamble at the track, right to the wall. They're leaping. And he made the catch. Wow. And a phenomenal, unbelievable catch by Ben Gamble. And back to first goes Matt Joyce. That is as good a play as you're going to see. On a ball that was crushed to left field, and Gamble full out and no regard for his body, went crashing and then leaping into the wall and took it right off the top of the wall with his back right up against and crashing into the barrier, falling down on the warning track. It's on the way and swung on a miss, and this one's over. So the Mariners sweep the brief two-game set. They beat the A's today. Final 6-3.
The Oakland offense knocked out Seattle starter Yovani Gallardo in the fifth inning, but could not do much of anything against three M's relievers, mustering only one combined hit against them as the A's fell to Seattle on Wednesday 6-3. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
Start with today. I mean, the homers kind of did him in, all homers. Other than that, we needed at least six innings out of our starter today. So, at the end, he seemed like he got a little better. You know, you just got to keep them down earlier, minimize the damage some. And when you give up home runs with guys on base, it ends up costing you and putting us in a hole. Well, there's still some season left. I mean, he started out real strong. Some injuries have, affected it and hasn't been able to get on a roll since he's been back. Yeah, that's a big catch. I mean, it felt like we were down bigger than three, but now that's a whole different ball game. The ball Brugman hits in the ninth, there were some subtle plays that, kept us down a little bit. Our bats weren't great in the middle of the game, but, if one of those breaks goes one way or the other, now we're looking at a different ball game and more pressure on the pitcher on the mound, but they didn't. So it was a great play.
The A's continue their homestand on Thursday with the Orioles come to town.